The Lafayette County Children's Services Fund is hosting a seminar geared toward today's youth and the issues of bullying, cyberbullying, and suicide prevention. Tanami Gittinger, a chairperson with LCCSF, is joining me to speak on the event and what we can expect.
Our fund started in 2005. It was approved by the citizens of Lafayette County, and it's a 1/8 of a cent sales tax. We get those funds monthly through the state of Missouri. We are sanctioned, I guess you can say, or board members are appointed by the Lafayette County Commissioners. There's only 6 or 8 of these children's service funds in the state of Missouri. We try to help children within Lafayette County through assistance with having counselors come into the school district and help with, we're even just having a bad day, or if there's issues, like if they're autistic, we try to get services for them through that way as well. Just to try and help the school districts out with the students, because any more kids come to school with a backpack full of not only books, but other things as well.
I understand the vision is to create a community where all children and families can reach full potential in a supportive and nurturing environment. So can you tell us how the Megan Meyer Foundation plays into that?
Megan Meyer, she committed suicide because of cyberbullying, and her mom, Tina, goes around the country and talks to communities as well as students. I know personally we have hosted her here at Odessa a couple of times, and it's been well received by the students as well as our community. With things going on within our country these last several months, and just wanting to know that students are cared for, and if they have any issues, they need to get some help and tell a friend, tell a teacher, tell somebody at your church. This is all open. These seminars that she's having this next week is open to the public and throughout Lafayette County. So if you're not in one of those communities, you can come from Wellington, Napoleon, Concordia, Alma, Waverly. Maybe you find out how to, a trigger word or something that kids might do differently, or their grades may fall, or, things that to look for, just to have an open communication with your child, or even, it could be a scout leader or a member of your church, Sunday school teacher, just to try and get the word out to help students any way we can and families within Lafayette County.
Tell our listeners again where we can find these locations, dates in Lafayette County where the Megan Meyer Foundation will be.
It'll be Monday, March 26th at 5 o'clock at the Odessa High School at the auditorium. Again that evening at 7 p.m. at Lafayette County C1 in Higginsville in their West Gymnasium. And then on Tuesday, March 27th at 5 p.m. at the Lexington Middle School in their Commons area. And like I said, you don't have to just be in those three communities. It's countywide. Come up from Concordia if one of those times fits for you, or over from Alma or Waverly or Wellington or Napoleon. We just need to get the word out and try and help our students as well as our families here in Lafayette County.
And come prepared with questions, am I right?
Exactly. She will have a question and answer session, and don't be afraid to ask any number of questions, or, we got a limited time and stuff like that on Monday evening, but still she'll take the time to answer your questions.
Again, that's 3 locations with 2 dates in Lafayette County. For more information, you can visit our website at KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Matt Gang.